Let's turn to number 92 in our hymn books. Hallelujah. Tonight we will gather around the table of the Lord, and so we'll prepare our hearts to do so as we worship Him tonight. Let the Holy Spirit prepare your heart. Number 92.
For the cross. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, you said, "This do in remembrance of me." So we remember you tonight, Lord. Oh, what a wonderful Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
God couldn't have given us a better Savior than Jesus, His Son. We praise You tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us to Calvary tonight. Lord, that we'll experience the power of the cross in a new way. Oh, we thank You that the blood has never lost its power. Hallelujah. And tonight we could expect from You deliverance, healing, strengthening. Lord, all that we need has been purchased for us when You gave Yourself as You did. And now by the Holy Spirit, we pray You'll give Yourself to us afresh. Hallelujah. We pray that You will put faith into our hearts for what You want to minister tonight, and that You will be glorified. Have Your way. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Sing that chorus again.
Lest I forget.
So it's number 84 in the same book. And be free tonight to speak of what the cross has done in your life and what it means to you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. We want to make much of the cross tonight. Hallelujah. And glorify Jesus in that way. Number 84.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Precious, precious Jesus. Oh, precious Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful Lord Jesus, we praise you. Glory, we love you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Debt of love I owe. Oh, we all owe a great debt of love to Jesus, don't we? All the best we can do is to give ourselves fully to him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's the only thing that will satisfy him. Hallelujah. He'll help us to do that too. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And now is all that matters. Now. I love you now, Jesus. Oh, I've loved you up till now, for some years. I expect to love you more all my life. But right now, Jesus, I love you. Oh, hallelujah. This moment.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I praise you.
Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus,
hallelujah. We love him because he first loved us. Isn't that wonderful? He loves us now as well. And that's why we can love him in return. Oh, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Oh, hallelujah. The loving kindness of Jesus. The mercy of our God. Oh, what compassion. Oh, hallelujah. How can I help but love him when he loved me so?
We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. So who has a word to express their love to Jesus and thank him for what he's done for them? Hallelujah. Don't all get up at once.
For many years, I have had the prayer that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, from Psalm 27:13. And I thought that I was praying that prayer because it would be God delivering me from certain situations and illnesses. But these past 2 weeks as head counselor, I came to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, in the faithfulness with which he met us. And it was thoroughly overwhelming.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the way God orchestrated all of the details and brought together the team, even people arriving less like 24 hours ahead of the campers and just jumping in a car and coming up to camp to say, yes, I want to work because God has placed this on my heart. And then the faithfulness with which God met us and the kindness with which the campers spoke to each other was absolutely astounding. And can only be attributed to the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, we thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Open my eyes, Lord.
Sister Leifert.
I was not yet four, about three and a half, the first time that, and I can't explain to you how God meets a small child, but I want to encourage the counselors to trust God to meet the needs of every child that God sends to camp, because God has ways of reaching them. And my first recollection was when I was about three and a half, and God met me in a very special way, and I knew it, and my parents recognized it too, and I'm glad that they did. And then again when I was about seven, was an special time, okay? Not that God doesn't meet us in between, but there was a special time when I was seven that God met me. And again when I was 12, okay, so I've come before the cottagers, cottager age, camper, camper age, and I can count other times throughout my life that God has met me in a specific way to do something within me or to give me guidance. And I just trust that we will all trust for every person that God sends, whether they're very young, don't count them out, okay? Because God works in the lives of a young person even when we don't see it, okay? And as we get older, God still works in our lives. And don't think that you're too old to receive from the Lord. God wants to work in every one of us, whatever our need is, at whatever point in life we are. And I'm so thankful that he cares for us that way.
Thank
and
you,
keeps
Jesus.
Us going on that path toward him.
Praise God.
Amen. He touched me.
Oh, he touched me.
She was 7 years old when she actually preached in front of the crowd. Weren't you seven, Sister Aletha? When you preached?
I preached when I was between three and a half and four the first time.
Oh. So the Lord really had his hand on Sister Aletha. I'm so thankful for that. I think Christianity is the only religion where it's a personal encounter with the Lord. And I'm so thankful for that. And that's something that we're so happy when our children, our young ones, as Sister Letha said, find Jesus. Where they hear the word of God and something works in their heart. The Holy Spirit makes that word alive and comes to them. And as Sister Letha said, no matter how young, the Lord is able to do that. And I'm so thankful that we don't just sing, "My Jesus, I love you." It's a personal thing. And it's a love that can grow. Some of you know the first director here, Brother Gordon Gardner. And he was always interested in getting biographies for the Bread of Life. He edited that with Sister Caroline, his wife, for many years. And he always made friends. He made friends with President Nixon's aunt. He would travel to the far corners of the earth to meet these people. And he made friends with A.J. Gordon's son, who lived in New Hampshire. A.J. Gordon was the man who wrote "My Jesus, I Love You," who wrote the music to that. And so he dragged me along one day to meet John Gordon, was his name, and I actually played on the piano that song, "My Jesus, I Love You," the same piano that A.J. Gordon composed that on. Now that and a Metro card will get me on the subway. But to have the experience myself, to love Jesus, "My Jesus, I love thee," and that love can grow and grow. It can also wane. It can also dim as we're careless and as we don't continue in the Word and continue in His path. But oh, I'm so thankful that it can grow, and it does grow brighter all the time. Brother Kenny's aunt, Lucy, was a woman who just loved Jesus. You could just tell when she testified. No matter what she said in the conversation, she just exuded that love of Jesus. And I was always very, very blessed by that. When I was real young, maybe 9 or 10, I wondered if it was real. I said, wow, can that be real? Someone really loved the Lord that much? But as I got to know her, she was a reality. She loved Jesus so much. Oh, let us love him tonight. Let us see what he has done for us on the cross. Let us appreciate it anew. Oh, that story would never grow old. The story of his love for us. He gave his life for us. And I want to love him more tonight. Don't you?
Oh, hallelujah.
Let me love thee more and more, till this fleeting life is o'er, till my soul is lost in love, in a brighter world above. Every day,
opportunity to do so, but let's stand together and sing "How Firm a Foundation." Praise God. And we'll sing it to that melody, which I believe is number what?
162.
The song is number 162, and the melody is, what is that melody?
78.
Okay. Let's stand. 162 for the words. Hallelujah. God's excellent word.
Thank you.
there's another verse that's not in this book. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. If you know it, sing along. Praise God. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to its woes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake,
is now and ever will be sweeter than
attention, loving attention to that treasure that God has put within our hearts. I was telling some people just the other day, getting ready to come to camp, you know how that is. Hello, Brother Phil, Sister Davies. I admire that you're sitting next to your wife. We ministers never get to sit next to our wives in church, and so I'm not going to tear you away from her. But I found out that Brother Phil, doesn't matter where he sits, if God wants to use him, he lets him use him. Praise God. So I was, Lily was getting ready, had to take Natalie to Woodhaven, and she was teaching some piano lessons, and I had to get to the bank there, so I said, well, I'll go with you, and I'll go to Woodhaven, but first I have to go to the dry cleaner to get my suit cleaned. So I had a bank deposit from the church, and I stuck it down deep into my pocket. That was my first mistake. And but it was a big wad, mostly ones, but it was a big wad. And so I'm walking to the dry cleaner. I said, I'll go to the dry cleaner, and then I'll come back home. If you see me walking, pick me up. So I'm walking, and then as I'm crossing the street, a lady from across the street says, oh, my sir. And I look, and I see like 5 checks on the floor that had work their way out of my pocket. I had a little hole in my pocket, it's a confession, but the bills couldn't fit through that. But they somehow worked their way out as I was just hurrying along, you know. So I thanked her and I picked them up. Now I had to hide behind the car to count my checks and see that I didn't lose, that I got all of them. So we had 12 checks on my deposit slip, but I only had 11 checks in my hand. So here I'm carrying my suits around, right? So I go back to where I had left my checks and had found my checks and couldn't find another one. So I'm going to backtrack. So I go another block. And lo and behold, there's this $800 check that was all by itself in the gutter by the curb. I said, oh, number 12, thank you, Jesus. It would have been hard to explain to that lady who donated. She bought a refrigerator for the church, but I think if I lost her check, she would have given me the cold shoulder. Sorry. Anyway, but I thought about that, you know. Brother Paul said, you know, we can lose that love. The Apostle Paul told us that. Director Paul and also the Apostle Paul told us that we have to be careful not to lose that first love. The church in Ephesus did that. And it must be that they weren't paying careful attention to the treasure within. They got busy. They were in a hurry. And they didn't realize that when you neglect to pay attention to Jesus and your love for him, little by little, things slip away that you're not even aware it's happening until one day you wake up and realize, you know, if that woman didn't tell me about, didn't notice that I had dropped those checks, I wasn't aware of it at all. I would have gone to the dry cleaner. I would have gone to the bank in Woodhaven. And when I handed the woman the deposit, she said, where'd you come up with this sum? Right? So she called attention to that. And the Holy Spirit often does that for us. He calls attention. When one check slips out, or two checks, he stops you and says, oh my, look, stop, turn around, pick it up, guard that treasure. It's the most precious thing that you have. And I'm so glad that I got all my money to the bank, but even more so, that Jesus has so faithfully called me back over and over again to set my love upon him. That's what he's doing for us tonight. We're hearing about how much he loves us, how precious he is. It warms your heart, doesn't it? Praise God. God wants to warm our hearts. You know, in the wintertime, my children, when they were smaller, we always used to make a snowman out in front of the church. So when the people came to church, they saw the snowman. And Brother Paul, one day he gave us a snowman kit. Had everything but the snow. We had to get that ourselves. We had eyes and a mouth and a nose and a hat. We even had a pipe. since I had the snowman out in front of the house, I thought, well, rather than just stand there, let's get him to witness. So I started making signs. And one sign was, cold toward God, come inside. And then another sign was, Jesus warms cold hearts. And I'd like to tell you the church grew by leaps and bounds, but I don't think anybody came in, but there was always a smile on the face of our congregation as they passed by. Jesus warms cold hearts. Maybe your heart has grown cold tonight and you don't even realize it. It's not what it used to be. Well, you know, Jesus wants to make it better than it used to be. He's never satisfied to make it what it was. He always makes it better. Won't you let him do that for you tonight? There's nothing that warms a cold heart like coming to the cross, seeing Jesus there on Calvary. No greater love hath a man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. If we love him, we'll keep his commandments. Hallelujah. And God wants to strengthen that in our hearts tonight. Praise God. Amen. Let's just take a moment quietly to just look at him. There's a warming taking place in this meeting. Oh, don't you feel it? It's Jesus himself. Oh, hallelujah. When his heart gets close to yours, you feel the warmth of his love for you. And it makes you come alive inside. Oh, my Jesus, I love you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it be, Jesus. I pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.